WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 7 o'clock, and the news update is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 43 degrees.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. Hezbollah launched dozens of missiles toward Israel early today, including one aimed at Tel Aviv. The militant group saying its deepest strike into Israel yet was targeting the Mossad, which is Israel's equivalent of the CIA. Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling ABC News this morning.
You've got a group in Hezbollah that's a designated terrorist organization. Back in 2000, Israel got out of southern Lebanon, which it had been occupying. All of these groups, including Hezbollah, were supposed to put down their weapons. Hezbollah didn't do it.
He says they continue working on a diplomatic solution to the fighting. For the first time in decades, China has fired an intercontinental ballistic missile. It was carrying a dummy warhead, and it landed in the Pacific. China claims it was part of a routine annual training exercise, but it hasn't fired an ICBM since 1980. Tropical Storm Helene gaining strength as it moves through the Gulf of Mexico. More than 60 of Florida's coastal counties are now under a state of emergency. This is ABC News. Out this morning, a new report highlighting the security failures around the attempt on the life of former President Donald Trump at a rally this summer. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on the findings from the Senate Homeland Security Committee.
The committee finds fault with the Secret Service planning before the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, and with the agency's lack of effective communication with other police agencies that day. Thomas Crooks was able to get off 8 shots before he was killed by snipers. One of them struck Trump in the right ear.
This comes after new charges against the man accused of pointing a gun toward the former president at his Florida golf course. Ryan Ruth has been indicted now on attempted assassination charges. Worries about the eyesight of children. A new study in the British Journal of Ophthalmology says short-sightedness among kids tripled from 1990 to 2023 to 1 in 3 kids worldwide. Researchers think COVID lockdowns may have played a little part, with kids spending more time on screens, less time outside. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA/SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Civic Media's Go for the Greener Gold Text to Win contest continues this week, and here is the word that you need to text today. If you want to be a part of the contest and win some big prizes, you got a chance to. Here is the word. It is radio. That's a word that's near and dear to me. Radio, this hour's keyword to text. Get that done before 8 o'clock this morning, and you'll be in the running for either $100 cash or gold jewelry or a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. If you haven't done so, certainly download the Civic Media app, and it'll tell you where to go to find us. You know, WRCO. Again, the word is radio today. It is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. Today's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. Today's auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30, including today.
Can't get rid of that lingering, musty smell? Does your family avoid the basement like the plague?
I'm Brent Montry, owner of Tri-State Basement Repair. Don't let your basement stay musty. I started with the goal of helping people in southern Wisconsin solve their basement water issues in a friendly, comfortable way. So if that smell makes your family run, call Tri-State Basement Repair today. Get to the root causes of your wet basement. 877-4-WET-FIX, online at tristatebasementrepair.com. Tri-State Basement Repair, our family helping your family.
Fall is here and the pumpkins are plenty at Chicken Ridge Farms. Bring the whole family and pick out your perfect pumpkin. Enjoy games for the kids and get lost in the corn maze. And savor delicious food and drinks. Chicken Ridge Farm is just 6 miles west of Richland Center at 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. Open this weekend, Saturday from 10 to 7 and Sunday 11 to 5. Don't miss out on all the fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farms. That's 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. See you there.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Here's the scoop today, a high of 75, some sunshine at times, northwest winds at 3 to 10 miles per hour. Clear tonight and a low of 49, Thursday mostly sunny and a high of 78, Friday partly cloudy and a bit breezy and a high of 79, Saturday partly sunny and a high of 77. After a midnight reading of 53, we are down from that to the current mark. It is 43 degrees in Richland Center. Good morning. Here we go.
Baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems, I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar. Since I left, I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Oh Lord.
Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord, one. Here comes the two to the three to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pull me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
Eleven past seven, Shaboozy on WRCO.
With your words like knives and swords and weapons that you use against me, you have knocked me off my feet again. Got me feeling like a nothing, you. With your voice like nails on a chalkboard, calling me out when I'm wounded, you. Picking on the weaker man. Someday I'll be living in a big old city, and all you're ever gonna be is mean. Someday I'll be big enough so you can't hit me, and all you're ever gonna be is mean. Why you gotta be so mean? Wildfire lies and your humiliation. You have pointed out my flaws again, as if I don't already see them. I walk with my head down, trying to block you out, cause I'll never impress you. I just wanna feel okay again. I bet you got pushed around. Somebody made you cold, but the cycle ends right now, cause you can't leave. You don't know. Someday I'll be living in a big old city, and all you're ever gonna be is me. Someday I'll be big enough so you can't hit me, and all you're ever gonna be is me. Why you gotta be so is mean. Yeah, someday I'll always mean? Why you gotta be so mean?
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing in lightning, bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right, just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
Gritty Dirt Band as we get down to the nitty-gritty today on WRCO Radio. Reminding you, today is World Pharmacist Day. We celebrate the vital role that community pharmacies play in ensuring the health and well-being of our communities. Pharmacists are often the most accessible healthcare professionals, offering trusted advice, medication management, and support right where people live, work, and shop as well. So let's recognize the dedication of pharmacists and the essential services they provide. Together we can ensure that everyone has access to the healthcare resources they need in our community. Happy World Pharmacist Day. Thank you to all, and we thank those that support us here at WRCO, Boscobel Pharmacy, Center Pharmacy, Richland Family Prescription Center, Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy, and Hometown Pharmacy in Muscadet.
Shop Macy's VIP sale starting Thursday. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
It's Apple Fest in Gays Mills this weekend, with lots of great food, live music, and the big parade on Sunday. Stroll down Main Street, where you'll find vendors, live music, food, and fun activities for the whole family. At the county fairgrounds, there's the carnival, flea market, and the arts and crafts show that will feature nearly 100 vendors offering antiques, collectibles, crafts, and fabulous food. This weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday during Apple Fest in Gays Mills.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Muller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut him out.
Ride him in rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
Hankster.
And good morning to all the beautiful, beautiful people that's working in the pharmacy today.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So,
lots of things to celebrate
today. Yes, even me being at work.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you made it back from Weston last night.
Yeah, kind of surprised you, didn't I?
I didn't know you were going to be there.
I know.
I pulled in the parking lot and saw your car, and I'm like, oh, man. He's cheating the kids here now, so, you know.
Wow. There's only one little car like mine, aren't there?
I know. It's there's only one of you.
There's only one little car, so. Uh-huh. But yeah, anyway.
Your little clown car.
Yeah, and then we had a delay last night. We ran home early, so.
Second time ever while doing a broadcast, the fire alarm went off, and we had to evacuate.
So. Yeah. Safety things.
Well, absolutely. So, and then when all was said and done, and they checked things out, and there was nothing at the school, so then we played a clue game on the air to figure out, you know, who the likely candidate was that set off the fire.
It was not Henry.
Well, somebody suggested with your white legs and shorts, maybe that was.
Amen.
That could have been it.
Just too bright.
Yeah, exactly.
He's on fire.
He's hot.
He's hot. When he's hot, you're hot. Yeah, and I'm one of those, when you're not, you're not.
Exactly. Me too. So could have been my brood aftershave too.
Yeah, it could have been. You smell awful good this morning, I guess.
Thank you. I cleaned up.
I don't know if it's that or the trash in the.
Yeah.
Anyway. You know, dead skunk in the middle of the road thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a little of that going on, too.
Three of them last night.
Three of them?
I can't hit them or I'll, you know.
Oh, yeah, with your Mini Cooper.
I'd be shoving them all the way to the basketball.
Well, they'd stick underneath, right? Stay with you.
Or I'd get caught underneath and have to get a tow truck, tire kicking Lynn over here. Mr. Wagner. I mean, someone would come help me, though.
Sure. One of my grand dogs... Copper got sprayed by a skunk recently. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Make sure you keep him at home, honey.
Well, yeah, he hasn't visited for a while, but that's quite.
Hey, did you see the fantasy scores You won a game. Congrats.
I did. Thank you. I finally won a game over Simo.
Yeah. Simo had three people out.
I know. I'm not going to.
He felt bad for you.
Yeah, he must have. I'm not going to strut around too much.
Did you notice who's at the bottom, baby?
You?
Yep. I am the armpit of our conference.
All right. All right.
The armpit of the league.
Real impressed there.
Yep.
What about number one is Hess, isn't it?
Who cares?
Three Adams or less Hess, I think so.
Who cares? He's 3-0. He can't win anymore. Per the law. No more.
That's right. Yeah. If he's got three wins, he's done.
He's done. he has to get three losses now. It ain't coming from my team. It's horrible. And I had the best draft.
I have three on IR and two more on my bench that could be. So that's,
I have McCaffrey. He hasn't played all year.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's going to. Then I have his backup, who he was hurt. Is it Moseland or Mosine?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah. A lot of backups
and then
are playing.
Finally, my quarterback got me, half my points.
Oh, well, good.
Him and the kicker from Kansas City.
Oh, Harrison Buckner.
Buckner? Yeah. Those two, if I didn't have that, I wouldn't have 400 points.
Ah.
But I'm at the bottom, and I want to keep it there.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be a surprise. We're playing for the playoffs.
Phil. That's where the secret lies. You know, I think if you went out and you picked the lowest projected players, you might do well.
Yeah, you might do well. Did you see what the Williams from Chicago brought in? It's like 380 points with a loss and only two touchdowns.
Right. Sometimes it just doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up.
No.
I think Bo Hendricks and Joanne Krulotz and Adam Hess.
They might be behind
Chris Simonson. The big Michael Hernan. I think they're out to get us, Phil.
Yeah. Well,
so
they don't have to work too hard.
Yeah. You got a little truth or Hanko today, buddy?
Yeah, go for it.
Acapulco, Mexico. Did I say that right? Acapulco?
Yeah. I don't Acapulco. Mean to sound surprised.
Yeah.
You got it.
It's considered the most dangerous city on the planet. Once a luxurious tourist destination, is now called the murder capital of Mexico. Is that true? Or is that a bunch of Hanko?
I would say that might be true.
No, it's a bunch of Hanko.
Is it?
Yeah, well, this was written a couple years ago, so it might be Mexico's most dangerous city, but internationally, is it Caracas, Venezuela is the world's most dangerous?
Caracas,
Venezuela is the world's most dangerous city.
Hmm. Interesting.
So that way, when you take June for a honeymoon, don't go to Caracas, Venezuela. Yeah, some of those people down there, like the... I don't want to say drug lords, but the drug cartel, they don't care about anybody.
No.
I mean, I was watching a documentary on Sunday after the Packers when I fell asleep, but I was they were saying that life to them is basically like flies to us. Mm-hmm. That's how they put it, and it's kind of sad.
I remember being in San Diego, and we were told there as tourists, a lot of people go south, go toward Mexico, but don't take your family there.
Right.
Probably not a good idea. So you stay in the tourist areas or whatever, you're probably all right.
The last time I was there, I was a wanted man in Mexico.
That's a Johnny Cash song.
Did I ever tell you that
wanted
story?
Wanted man? Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah, I'm probably not allowed back in Mexico.
Probably
right
not.
Yeah, probably not.
Your picture's probably up there somewhere.
Well, somewhere. At least a cartoon. A cartoon is room. Until the 1970s, the British public... distrusted and refused to use imported soft American toilet paper, preferring their stiffer, coarser bathroom tissue, Philip, like corn cobs, stuff like that.
I'd say true.
It's true. It's a hard...
boy.
I'm going to read the last word there.
Hmm. Wow.
Chainsaws were invented during the 1900s to enable butchers to cut large meat sections.
I would say that's probably true.
It's a bunch
I just feel like everything's true today. I don't know.
The chainsaw originally used as a surgical bone cutting saw, invented in 1830 by Bernard Heen. Imagine that. Come here, let's take off your bones.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm good. Where'd you get the gas at?
No anesthesia. Just do it.
Do it fast. Ugh. Okay, buddy. Here's a little brain teaser for you. What kind of room has no doors or windows?
What kind of doors?
No, what kind of room?
Oh, what kind of room?
Has no doors or windows.
Or windows.
Yeah.
The bathroom here at WRC?
No.
No.
What it has a door. What about a mushroom?
Oh! Should have known. Should have known.
Yep. What starts with T, ends with T, and has T inside it? I'm a little...
Teapot. Yeah,
there you go. Nice job.
Here is my handle. Here is my spout.
Oh, well. What starts with a T and ends with a T is a teapot.
Teapot. Yeah. Oh, man.
What can travel around the world while staying in a corner?
Travel around the world and stay in a corner.
Yeah. Tim gave you a list of things that he needed today.
Yeah. How about a stamp?
A stamp is it, my man.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Stays in the corner of the envelope. Yeah. Wow.
That's like me in my office.
Yeah.
Always, it's circular, so I can never find a corner. And you go to your corner, and it's like,
right.
So I'm in there all day.
Yep.
I wish you'd put a corner in.
Henry Bray, go to your corner. Put the dunce hat on.
Yes. Let's see here. What has to be broken before you can use it, Philip?
A seal? Broken seal?
I don't know. That's true. But I'm looking for something else. What has to be cracked or broken?
Before you can use it. An egg?
There you go. Oh. Yeah, you're all over this, buddy.
Well, I don't know about that.
You're all over this today. Right. Yeah. Well, did you get a good night's sleep last night?
It wasn't. I lost 17 minutes on the fire bell last night, but otherwise, not bad.
But you know what? Looking at me doing that game with my white short or my white legs, I mean, that should just inspire people.
Well, it was blocking my view.
Yeah, that should inspire people at least, like, oh my God, do not sit behind him again.
Move.
Yes, to move.
Right, right.
Yes. Met some nice ladies there at the desk last night.
Uh-huh.
Very good people at Weston.
Yeah.
Thank you for everything. They're very good.
I always like going there.
What gets wet while drying?
What gets wet while drying?
We talked about it just a tad bit this morning already.
I give up.
What about a towel?
Oh, it's too early in the morning for me to get the...
You know what? Let's see here. Reasons why it's fun being a guy, Philip.
Uh-huh.
Phone conversations are 30 seconds flat.
Uh-huh.
All right. You can open all your own jars.
Most of them.
June.
Yeah, June.
Everything on your face stays its original color.
Right.
You can quietly enjoy a car ride from the passenger seat.
Oh, yeah, well.
Three pairs of shoes are more than enough for us, Phil.
I have three.
Yeah, I have four.
You have four pairs?
Well, I have a football, I have basketball and volleyball.
Oh.
Then I have an outside pair, I have a work pair. I actually have five, so.
Huh.
So, you know.
I have a good pair, I have tennis shoes, and lawn mowing shoes.
Yeah, I have there lawnmowers, yeah.
Three.
So lawn mowing shoes would be something that I would wear in here on Saturday to if I have to come into work or in my speeder or something.
No.
A five-day vacation requires only one suitcase, Philip. Mm-hmm. This is so true. Your underwear is a $10 for a three-pack of underwear.
Yeah.
Well,
of course, back when I bought them in 1990, they were less than that. So, oh, well, what do you do?
Yeah. Be a kid again, Phil. Try the following. We're going to try this with you.
All right.
Give yourself a gold star for everything you do today.
Woo!
Okay. Grow a milk mustache.
Woo!
We could do that. We like a milkshake. Malt mustache.
Oh, yes, malt.
Have a staring contest with your cat.
The cat would win.
Yeah, with a
Annie would win.
Yeah, and ask why a lot.
Ask why.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? I had a young girl. Real quick story. When I was first coaching in basketball, this young lady, and she's married now, has a couple kids, and married to Dallas Marks, and her name is Allie. And she first started, and every question or everything I asked, she goes, "Why? Why? We need to throw it to first base, but why?" She was a really good ball player at one end. She wanted to learn everything in one day. But she's a good kid. She was an awesome, awesome kid.
So. Well, there you go. How are you going to learn if you don't ask, right?
But every day. It was why? Why? It was like, she even got to wear my hat because she was the question of why winner for the whole year. I can't remember if we got her a certificate for asking why all year.
Question of why.
Yeah, but you know what? She works at the high school now. Good kid.
Yeah.
Got a great family. Comes from a good family.
Didn't learn anything from you, but she's obviously learned other sources, really.
Well, so. I'm going to let you go now, Phil. I hope you have a great day. I'm going to go find my corner in my circular room.
There you go.
Buddy, have a great day. Everybody be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Cars have airbags, backup cameras, and blind spot sensors, and your auto insurance can be just as protective. This starts with your agent. Based on an understanding of your unique situation, your agent can help you determine which coverage options are best for you, with a policy that covers what you need and nothing you don't. Personal service every mile of the way with your agent is as close as a call or email. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much, just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Get a discount now when you stock up on home heating pellets at All-American Do-It Center. All-American is your source for heating pellets, starting at only $5.99 per bag. But wait, hurry in now and save money when you take home a 50-bag pallet load of blended wood pellets for just $5.57 per bag. We also have hardwood and softwood pellets starting at $6.22 per bag with pallet discount. Stock up now and save money on home heating pellets, but only while supplies last at All-American Do-It Center, Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Some notes on today, the 25th of September, the Beatles cartoon show premiered on ABC TV. 1965 was the year. Also on this date, the first U.S. United States Congress adopting 12 amendments to the Constitution, sending them to the states for ratification in 1789. And in 1956, the first transatlantic telephone cable officially went into service with a three-way call between New York, Ottawa, and London. Coming up, birthdays and anniversary, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bearpaw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Here we go. Happy birthday wishes from the Bloom City Town Crier on September 25th to Jennifer Pierce. Happy birthday today to Julie Stebbins from Richland Center United Methodist Church. To 8-year-old granddaughter Allison Kepler. Have a fun day today for your birthday. Love from Grandpa and Grandma Kepler. To Axel Larson from Park Street Christian Church. Also to Jeff Jelinek. Happy milestone birthday and official retirement date. This is from Jane, Greg, Kara, and the families. To Xavier Henick from St. Luke's Lutheran Church, happy birthday to Caleb today. Best wishes as well to Mark Ewing. If you see him, wish him a happy birthday. Ask him how he got that point on his ear. All right, from the Ewing Brotherhood today. To Marilyn Williamson, happy 90 years young, Marilyn, with love from Sarah, Chad, Casey, Emma, Caleb, Melanie, Brooke, Aubrey, Kaylin, Braylon, and Lachlan. Have a great birthday today, Marilyn Williamson. And also from the RC Lions today, best wishes to Dolores Scoville, to Allison Marie Kepler, to Annie Reinhart, Eric Anderson, Becca Keller, Galen Sutton, and Julie Stebbins. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today, they'll be hosting Burgers in the Park tonight in Muscadet, by the way. A happy birthday to Becca Keller, Tim Watson, Jamie Wetter Jones, Marilyn Williamson, and Tegan Knapp. All the best to Eric and Katie Farness, Jim and Bobby Ann Goplin, and John and Edwina Melby on their anniversaries. Happy anniversary, Roger and Diane Heisel today, 53. Congrats, kids. Have a great day from the kids, Cody, Megan, Nolan, AZ, and Devin, and Beckham, Rebecca, and Travis Heisel. And happy 42 to my husband, Mark Kraska. There's been a few bumps in the road, but we've survived. Here's to the next 42. Love you. From Babe. The Kraskas celebrating 42 today.
Do you need to find a unique gift for someone special? Or maybe you just like one-of-a-kind items that nobody else has? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we have put together a super cool collection of estate jewelry. Antique, vintage, mid-century, 80s, or even just used modern items. We have items from rings, earrings, diamonds, and necklaces, to bracelets and pocket watches, plus some repurposed items, men's and women's jewelry. If you like unique gifts that aren't expected, estate jewelry is the way to go. Oh, the best part? Estate jewelry is cheaper than new. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Savers Sweepstakes is a prize-linked savings account at WCCU Credit Union that lets you earn entries into drawings for cash prizes just by making deposits into a qualified savings account. It's that simple. The best part is there's no risk of losing your savings. It's a win-win. Prize drawings are held monthly, quarterly, and annually. So the more you save, the more chances you have to win. For more details or to open your Saver Sweepstakes account online, just visit us at wccu.coop. Not only will you save money, but unlike any other account, you'll have chances to win some too. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Yes, indeed. Hopefully you're playing along with that. We want to have some winners from our immediate area. The hour's word to text in is radio. So get that done. Radio is the word to send our way there in the statewide contest. Thank you so much for joining us on WRCO Radio. Great stuff coming your way all morning long here. We want to mention that today is National Crab Meat Newberg Day. It's also National Open the Magic Day, National One-Hit Wonder, National Lobster Day, National Quesadilla Day, and also, let's see, we have World Milk Day, World School Milk Day is today as well. So celebrate accordingly with that. We'll be back. Joanna has the news coming up next.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Good morning. It is a sunny 44 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philbeck family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Patchy fog early, otherwise sunny to partly cloudy and mild today, a high of 75. Tonight, mainly clear with pockets of fog late, a low of 49. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 43, we're back up to 44 degrees.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A 21-year-old rock climber from Wisconsin died Sunday from a fall at Devil's Tower in Wyoming. The National Park Service says Devil's Tower law enforcement received a call for a rock climber who had reportedly sustained a fall and found the injured party and their climbing partner around 8:40 at night. A release from NPS says Stuart Philip Porter of Eau Claire was rappelling the second pitch of El Craco Diablo when he fell, sustaining major injuries. He was pronounced dead on the scene by a local EMS paramedic. Porter's partner was stranded and later rescued from the wall of the tower. This is just the seventh climbing death in the 100-plus year climbing history at Devil's Tower. Political parties are putting a lot of effort into the youth vote here in Wisconsin. Some analysts say young voting people alone could decide the election.
Ever since Kamala Harris was named the nominee, there has been about a 20% jump in enthusiasm from Wisconsin voters age 18 to 29. That means social media may play a bigger role than ever. Hilario De Leon is chair of the Milwaukee County Republican Party.
Everyone's on it. We get our news from it. I have a TikTok account. I have my own social media platforms that I do. Any major, you know, corporation, company, sports team, political group, they all have social media.
Matthew Lehner is chair of the College Democrats of Wisconsin.
Social media is one of the big reasons why Janet Protasiewicz did so well in the 2023 Supreme Court election. I think you're going to see that again in 2024.
14% of young Wisconsin voters are still undecided. That's more than double any other age group.
The Washington Post highlighted Senator Tammy Baldwin's Go Everywhere campaign strategy. The column features Tammy's recent stops with voters from Richland and Lafayette counties, two counties that voted for President Trump in 2016 and 2020, but flipped for Baldwin in 2018. When Senator Baldwin kicked her reelection campaign into high gear last November with a one-year-to-win tour, the first place she stopped was Richland Center, where she cut the ribbon to open a new local Democratic headquarters. The article goes on to say that Democrats cannot afford to ignore rural America. After supporting Barack Obama in both his presidential campaigns, Richland County voted for Donald Trump by 5.5 percentage points in 2016 and expanded his margin to 9.7 points in 2020. But in 2018, Baldwin won in Richland County even bigger by 14.6 points. Richland was one of 17 such Trump to Baldwin counties in the state, which suggests there are still some parts of the country where ticket splitting has not gone entirely extinct. Former Governor Tommy Thompson says he wants former President Donald Trump to campaign in the state's two bluest counties. He says Wisconsin is not a done deal for Kamala Harris and says Trump's team should come to Dane and Milwaukee counties, which he called, quote, the belly of the beast. In 2020, Joe Biden won 75% of the vote in Dane County and 69% of the vote in Milwaukee County. New numbers show the job market has rebounded in Wisconsin since the pandemic, but it's not equal across the state. The nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum found while overall Wisconsin has more jobs now than it did in 2019, that doesn't mean every county is advancing in that category. 42 of Wisconsin's 72 counties have fewer jobs than they did before the pandemic. That means the state's strongest economic areas, like Dane and Milwaukee counties, are carrying a lot of those jobs. After 47 years, a Southwest Wisconsin business will be closing its doors. The Wisconsin-Iowa Shopping News and Prairie du Chien will cease its print and digital publications and permanently close its operations. The final edition will be October 1st. It was deemed no longer financially viable to continue to operate in a market being served by other media organizations. The closing of the Prairie du Chien location does not affect the Richland Center, Platteville, or Dyersville, Iowa locations of the Shopping News. All three remain open to serve their respective communities. The Richland Center Shopping News has been part of the local community for 92 years. The Richland Center Shopping News and Express Printing will host an open house and Grace fundraiser on Friday, October 4th. Guests will be able to tour the facility and meet staff from 11 to 2. Walking tacos will be available with proceeds benefiting Grace. The public is welcome to attend. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources announced nearly $460,000 in grants to fight PFAS and manganese contamination in the state's smaller public water systems. Evers' office says these smaller systems have historically been ineligible for financial assistance through the department to remove PFAS and manganese. With the funding, the communities will be able to drill new wells, connect to existing public water systems, or install treatment to receive a safer water supply. The annual Milk into Cheese Hayride will be held Saturday at 1. The ride will show the emerging fall colors on some of Richland County's scenic rural roads. The Milk into Cheese Hayride is hosted by Ed and Linda Chitwood. The Chitwoods rely on the generosity and support of their friends and neighbors to make Milk into Cheese possible. The hayride is free, but free will donations are appreciated and will be used to support the Milk into Cheese program that provides local cheese to local food pantries. Those wishing to participate should arrive in time to be seated on a wagon in time to leave at 1. The Milk into Cheese Hayride will start near the Chitwoods home, take Birds Creek Valley Drive off Highway 60, and then follow the signs to the staging area. Reservations are not necessary, but are appreciated. Reservations can be made by calling 608-537-2340. Be sure to leave a message if you do not get an answer, letting the Chitwoods know how many will be in your party. The number for Saturday's hayride again is 537-2340. Today is World Pharmacist Day, a day to celebrate the vital role that community pharmacies play in ensuring the health and well-being of our communities. Pharmacists are often the most accessible healthcare professionals, offering trusted advice, medication management, and support right where people live, work, and shop. Access to a community pharmacy is more important than ever. Whether it's answering health questions, helping manage chronic conditions, administering vaccinations, or providing life-saving medications, pharmacists are here to serve and support patients at every stage of their health journey. Recognize the dedication of pharmacists and the essential services they provide. Together, we can ensure that everyone has access to the healthcare resources they need in their communities. We wish a happy World Pharmacist Day to our local pharmacies, Boscobel Pharmacy, Center Pharmacy, Richland Family Prescription Center, Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy, and Hometown Pharmacy in Muscadet. Monroe County officials have filed charges in a decades-old homicide. District Attorney Kevin Corninger announced Tuesday that 60-year-old Michael Popp will face murder charges in the 1985 death of Terry Dalloway. DNA evidence on Dalloway's body at the time of her death was linked to Popp last year. Pop was interviewed around the time of Dulawe's murder, but police did not follow up at that time. Pop is being held on $1 million cash bond. And Culver's is bringing back the fan favorite along with a twist on Wisconsin staple. The Wisconsin food chain announced the Curter Burger will be returning to menus beginning October 1st, but only for limited time until October 14th. Culver's is also debuting Hot Honey Cheese Curds on October 15th, which happens to be National Cheese Curd Day. The company describes it as Culver's signature curd with just a touch of sweet heat from a hot honey breading. The Hot Honey Cheese Curds will be available until October 31st.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Today is Wednesday, September 25th. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center, died August 17th at Our House Memory Care. Funeral services for Mary and her husband Richard will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Mary and Richard's name be directed to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Alzheimer's Association. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center. Christina K. Tina Yoder, 37, of rural Hillsboro, died September 17th at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery, rural Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Thursday from 5 to 8, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Christina K. Tina Yoder, 37, of rural Hillsboro. Mary Ann Schmitz, 90, of Bear Valley, died Tuesday at Pines Independent Living in Prairie du Sac. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Killian's Catholic Church in Bear Valley. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Killian's Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Ann Schmitz, 90, of Bear Valley. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81, of Richland Center, died September 15th at Pine Valley Community Village from complications related to frontal lobe dementia. A memorial mass will be held Saturday at 11:30 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center Saturday from 9 until 11:15 before departing to the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to be donated to Alzheimer's, Pine Valley Community Village, and a GRACE. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81, of Richland Center. Peter B. Regneri, age 81, died August 7th. A funeral service will be held at 2:30 Saturday at St. Philip Church near Rolling Ground. A burial service and reception will follow at the Regneri Farm. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Peter B. Regneri, age 81. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet, died Saturday. A memorial service will be held Saturday, November 30th at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday, November 30th from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.